أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله ما يشركون وہی اللہ ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور ٹرانسلیٹس دس ورس دیٹ دس از اللہ ہو از دی کنگ ہو از پیور ہو از دی بیسٹور آف پیس ہو از دی گرانٹنگ آف پیس اینڈ گارڈین اینڈ ہی از فل سپریمیسی اینڈ ہی از ہیلپنگ دا پیپل اینڈ ہی از دی ون ہو ہیز آل دی ہائی ایکسلنس اینڈ ہی از فری فرام آل دوز تھنگس وچ پیپل ایسوسیٹ پارٹنر وتھ ہیم Lord says that as it is quite clear from this verse, one attribute of Allah Almighty is the one Al-Mumin. The meaning of this, the translation as I read is that the one who gives peace. So therefore individual peace of everyone and also the peace of society and also the peace of the world is attached by being close to that person who is the bestower of peace. One attributive name of that person is Al-Mumin. So therefore from this name benefit can only be achieved by those people who follows the command of Allah and who is actually acquiring this color of the attribute of Allah. And he puts in his effort. The one who is away from Allah, then any effort to establish peace will be frustrated. And the end result of every effort then it will be just for the selfish gain and not the peace. And this peace can only be acquired by those people who have full faith and their faith is complete. And the faith in Allah Almighty is completed at that point when you believe in all the prophets who have been sent by Allah Almighty as it is said. So therefore the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best of all the prophets, the seal of the Prophet, believe in him is really which makes a believer perfect in his faith. It was through him that Allah Almighty he commanded the believers to believe in all the prophets, and every believer is made bound by that. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has also made it a responsibility of the believer that after the dark page, when my Messiah and Mahdi is going to come, then they should also believe in him, and they should accept him, and they should be joining his community by doing bayat. And as he will be hakam and adal, means he will be deciding the right thing for the people, then the deeper meanings of the verses of the Holy Quran, whatever explanation he will give, the explanation which he offers, then it will be also obligatory to believe that and to accept that. This is very essential. He is the one who has he is the one who is going to unite the people at one hand in the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make them one community. So therefore, according to this instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come into the bayat, initiation of the promised Messiah, Allah Almighty has then those are the people who really get benefit from this attribute of Allah Al-Mumin, and they are going to increase in their faith, to be in faith, and they are the people who are going to establish peace, and there should these people should be like that, and these are the qualities which should be there in every Ahmadi. Therefore, every Ahmadi should try to increase in his faith, and he should keep this point always, this very important thing, that simply the belief from word, from mouth, is not all required, but to have faith and to increase in faith, this is something which will enable him to get the blessing from this attribute of Allah Almighty. Otherwise, if he is not going to act upon the instructions, he believes in one thing and he says that I believe in that, but if the instructions which Allah Almighty has given, which have been sent to us through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which have been given to us by his true servant in the beautiful way through the promised Messiah, these things have been given to us, and he has advised us to follow those points. If we do not do our best to act upon these instructions, then practically we will be weakening our faith. Allah Almighty may enable every Ahmadi to strengthen his faith and enable him to do like this, so that he in his person and also according to his society, he should become a reflection of this attribute of Allah, the quality of Al-Mumin. The other meanings of this word, which the peoples of lexicons have mentioned and commentators have given, I mentioned that according to Lisanul Arab, this attribute of Allah Al-Mumin, one meaning of that is that a Mumin is that being who has given this peace to all his creature, that he should be do something unjust and wrong against other people, and he has given the protection to all his creature. The first meaning is more comprehensive. If the mercy of Allah Almighty has actually encompassed everything, therefore there is no question of any wrongdoing or zulm. The friends of Allah, there is no question of punishing those people, they are automatically in peace. These trials which come in the way of the friends of Allah, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned, they are actually like a trial. And instead of making any complaint to Allah Almighty, through the prayers to Allah Almighty, they go through those trials in a nice way. Ibn Abbas says that according to the Arabs, the meaning of Mu'min is Al-Musaddiq, the one who on the Day of Judgment, when Allah Almighty will question about this matter from all the people, then these people will not be denying and they will be rejecting their own people and their own prophets, and they will be asked that do you also support the previous prophets, then Allah Almighty will support and mention their truth. So in that sense, it is mentioned that he is the Musaddiq who will testify the truth of those prophets. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will testify his people, and this is the meaning of this verse which says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. That what will be the condition when we will bring forth a witness upon every people, and you will be brought as a witness upon all those people. Then it is mentioned that in the Holy Quran, when it is mentioned that he is the one who testifies the faith of the believers, some have said that the meaning of this verse is that he fulfills the promises which he makes to his people. As I have mentioned in the beginning, the mu'min are those people who are their faith is complete, those who believe in all prophets, and this instruction of believing in all prophets has been given to us through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Labbas has further explained this very point, but as I mentioned earlier, for an Ahmadi who really believes in all prophets and he endorses his belief upon all of them, so then he is the one who is a mu'min in the true sense of the term. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been made a witness upon the previous prophets and also the prophets to come. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that Allah the Almighty, for all the people he has appointed witness the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us, and he has mentioned it that Allah Almighty has mentioned وَجَيْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ أُولَٰئِ شَهِدًا and also شَهِدًا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Physically he remained only 23 years in his among his people, but the question is that how can he be the witness over all the people for all times? This is the answer of that is that he has been appointed life of Musa alayhi salam. He has also been appointed caliphs for him, for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the end of the time. So the statement or the witness testimony of the caliphs will be the testimony of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the point which is clearly established in the Holy Quran, and that is why it is establishes that people should believe in that Khilafat as well, which is going to be established among the believers. And we Ahmadis believe that we have the full faith in the unseen. And secondly, the testimony regarding the time after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe in the Khatam al-Khulafa, the best of all the caliphs, and And this is the stamp which will be put on their faith. The testimony of the Ahmadi will be with this distinction, that yes, he believed in the past, the prophets in the past, and the prophets who came afterwards. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person came to him. He had said something. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, You just stop there. I have been made responsible to make a witness against my people. I am afraid that they should not be punished because of my witness. Why they should be punished because of the witness? Because after the claim that they have the faith. But if they do not agree with the greatest tester, the one who brings the greatest testimony. So this testimony of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is related to the people in the past and the people to come, the prophets in the past and the people to come. And the meaning of this is, that he fulfills the promises made to the people, and these promises today, these are because of the belief in that Khilafat, these promises are being fulfilled with the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. Is it the fact that the other factions in Islam, they are having this this is a firm establishment, they are firmly established, they are not, they may claim like this, but this is not the case. Hazrat Imam Raghib in Mufradat-e-Raghib, he says that the true meaning of this is that the satisfaction of heart and the removal of any period of danger and anxiety. Then he writes that Amin, the one who is given faith, belief, the one who gets the peace according to the instruction of Allah, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنَا, the meaning of that is that the one who enters into the faith, and those who go into the boundary of the haram, they are given faith and they are neither killed and nor given any harm. This is also proved by another verse of the Holy Quran which says that which explains the same point. That haven't they seen that we have established this haram, this vicinity of the house of Allah as the place of peace. There, as Hazur says, there are very many meanings of this one, and this is an open declaration from Allah Almighty, and this is the proof of the fact that Khanah Kaaba is the house of Allah. And anyone, whatever happened to the Muslims or whatever is the condition at this time, Allah Almighty has given them the opportunity to look after the sanctity of this house. As a matter of fact, I should say that Allah Almighty himself has established this sanctity. Before Islam, the sanctity was there. During the period of ignorance of the Arabs, but the sanctity of this house was there. And this house was considered to be the sign of symbol of peace. And in this period of ignorance, there was no surety of peace whatsoever. But the protection of this house of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has taken care of that himself. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, the incident of Ashab al-Fil, those who came with elephants, and Allah Almighty protected that. So that is mentioned in the Holy Quran. And Allah Almighty told the whole world that that this house of peace is my house. And this is going to, I have made it as a symbol of the peace for the whole world. Whosoever will look with a bad eye on it, there will be no assurance of peace for such a person. And then in another verse he gives another example of the
Waiz
Jalnal Baita Masabatal Linnase Vamna. Zur says the full verse is like this: Waiz Jalnal Baita Masabatal Linnase Vamna Wattakhizu Min Maqam Ibrahima Musalla Wahidna ila Ibrahima wa Ismaila antahira baitiya li taifina wa lakifina wa ruka sujood. And when we took the
logon ke bar bar ikattha
when we made this house as the place of peace for the people, and we asked them to take the place of worship from the place of Ibrahim and his status, and we asked them to worship according to that, and those people who come for making the circuit and the itikaf and the prostration and the sajda here in this way, they you should make this house as a clean house and a pure house.
Hazrat
Muslim Aud رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he says, explaining the meaning of this one, that the word Amna, which has been there, that this will be the place of peace, and this will be the one which will give them peace, and it will be protected from other people. And the second meaning will be that it will be the one which will give peace to people, and the true peace is only related to the full contentment of heart. Therefore the meaning will be that it will also give them the peace of mind, peace of heart. After mentioning this peace, Maqam Ibrahim Musalla, which has been mentioned during in the middle of this verse, the meaning of this is that O Muslims, this is a guarantee of peace for you, and also the sacrifices offered by Hazrat Ibrahim, and the secret of that lies in those sacrifices. If you follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Ibrahim, then you can also acquire that. Hazrat Masih Maud says that you, his footsteps should be the place of your worship. That is to say, you follow that so that you can get salvation. And said that this Ibrahim who has been sent, he is the one, you should try to offer your sacrifices and worship according to that, and also make yourself in accordance with this example. وَتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى, this verse refers to this point that when during the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be an Ibrahim towards the end period of that, and he would be the follower of Hazrat Ibrahim, and so this surety of peace is going to be related to that person, and it will be done only at that time when the directions of your worship will be according to the style of Hazrat Ibrahim. And Allah Almighty, whatever he needs in this time is that now Allah Almighty is going to testify the faith of those people who are following this the greatest lover of this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age. Therefore it is the responsibility of Ahmadi that they should remember this house of Allah in their prayers, that this is the first house which is the symbol of peace, in which Ahmadis are not permitted to enter, to go there. There is no guarantee of peace when an Ahmadi goes there. Those who are following Hazrat Ibrahim,
جو سب سے زیادہ اس بات کا حقدار
اینڈ دے آر دی موسٹ ایلیجیبل اینڈ کمپیٹنٹ پیپل
امن والے گھر میں
دیٹ دے شوڈ بی گوئنگ ٹو دیٹ ہاؤس
اللہ تعالیٰ
پیس
ایسے سامان پیدا
فرمائے مے اللہ کریٹ سچ سرکمسٹانسز
اور اس زمانے
دیٹ دی فالوورز آف حضرت ابراہیم آف دس ٹائم دے مے بی ایبل ٹو انٹر ان مکہ ان پیس اینڈ دس ٹائم ول کم اینڈ ان شاء اللہ اٹ ول کم اینڈ دا ہول ورلڈ ول سی ون ڈے اینڈ دے ول اگری دیٹ یس ناؤ the real inheritors of this house they have reached here and now really the impact of this symbol of peace will be made manifest in the whole world through peace and harmony this impact will be seen and witnessed by people this is mentioned by Hazrat Imam Raghib as well what is going to be the condition at that time he says نزول مسیح دی حدیث آلسو ہیز دس ورڈ اباؤٹ ان وچ دی نزول آف مسیح مسایا از مینشنڈ دیٹ
امن و امان
ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم پیس ول بی اسٹیبلشڈ ود دی ایڈونٹ آف دی مسایا Therefore, this peace is attached to the Messiah who has already come. And he has already he has raised his voice against this qital and fighting. Now, if the Muslims do not understand after having listened to his voice, then it is their misfortune.
جو یہ تشریح کرتے ہیں مسیح کے آنے کے بعد
دس دی ایکسپلینیشن وچ دے گیو ایز ٹو وٹ دی مسیح ول ڈو آفٹر ہز کم وٹ سارٹ آف پیس ہی از گوئنگ ٹو اسٹیبلش
اس نے تو طاقت سے
ہی از گوئنگ ٹو بریک دی کراس ود پاور اینڈ کل دی سوائن اینڈ تھرو کلنگ از اٹ دا پیس کین بی اسٹیبلش تھرو دیٹ کلنگ
پھر وہ کہتے ہیں
دین دے سے
آمن
حضرت امام راغب سیز فردر دیٹ دیر آر ٹو میننگز ون از ٹو گیو پیس ٹو سم ون اینڈ ان دس میننگ اللہ المائٹی از کالڈ مومن دی ون ہو گیوز پیس دا ون ہو بیسٹوز پیس اپون پیپل اینڈ دی سیکنڈ میننگ آف دس ورڈ از دا ون ہو ہم سیلف از ان پیس ہو ہیز گاٹ پیس اینڈ کنٹینٹمنٹ
المان یہ لفظ
دی ورڈ المان سم ٹائم ان دی یوزڈ ان دی میننگ آف شریعہ
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لے کر
آئے ہیں وچ ہیز بین براٹ بائی دی ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایز اٹ از مینشنڈ الذین آمنوا والذین ہادوا
اور مومن اس معنی کے لحاظ سے
اینڈ مومن از دی نیم آف اینی پرسن ہو بلیوز ان اللہ اینڈ who declares the Sharia brought by the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as true and comes into its domain. And sometime ایمان the word ایمان is used in the meaning of praise and then the meaning is that the one he the someone who is so obedient to the truth that he is always following that. Another book روح المعانی has also given this commentary of this one commenting on that verse which I have recited under the word مومن
اور اپنے رسولوں کی اس بارے میں تصدیق کرنے والا
the one who testifies himself and the prophet sent by him and the testimony is that the message which they have conveyed from Allah Almighty whether this is through the word or through showing miracles.
Hazrat
Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam he writes about this verse and he commenting on the word mumin he says that Allah is the one who bestows peace and he establishes arguments in favor of his unity and this is an indication to the fact that the one who believes the true God cannot be put to shame in any meeting and he would not be cut a sorry figure before Allah Almighty because he has got powerful arguments to present but the one who believes in artificial God he is put to shame instead of putting the arguments. He just enters everything, good or bad, and the mistakes which are already established, he wants to conceal those. So this is the Allah Almighty, the one who gives peace, which gives the encouragement and strength to every believer to face any opponent of Islam. In Ruhul Maani, the further explanation is given there that the meaning is that he is going to give them peace on the day of judgment, which will be the time of great agony. And he is going to give them peace in this way, that in their heart there will be peace and contentment, or he will inform them that they will be given peace and there will be no worry upon their minds. It is also mentioned that the meaning of Mumin is Musaddiq, the one who testifies, and he testifies the claim of the belief of the believers. Some people have translated this word in this, the meaning that he is safe from any sort of decline or some weakness coming. So these are some of the various meanings of the word Mumin, which is one of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is the one who gives peace and keeps the people in peace and also supports the belief. And so therefore it is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi that they should be with firm faith, they should be acting upon all these attributes of Allah Almighty. The mosques, it was in reference to Allah Khana Kaaba, the mention of mosque was there. So the mosques are the house of Allah, they are made for the purpose of worship. From the mosque also the message of peace should go out, and this is actually the real spirit and purpose of the mosque. But look, nowadays those people who have not believed in the Messiah as a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the last few days the peace as it is being destroyed in Pakistan, what is that? Actually it is a mosque, but it is actually the center of the denial of peace against the, in opposition to the government. It's like a warlike condition is there. There was blame on the Ahmadis that they have made a state within a state in Rabwa. But now they say that this Red Mosque and Jamia Hafsa, etc., they have taken the law into their own hand and they are standing against the government. And this is actually a state in state which cannot be tolerated. So from their own words, from their own mouths, these things have come out now, and this is the doing of Allah Almighty. And how can these people establish peace? The claim of these people is not testified by Allah Almighty. They do not come into this category about which Allah Almighty will give the testify. Allah Almighty will testify only those people who make themselves fully obedient to the law and the truth. And they might also be claiming like that, but what is the action? They are confronting with the government, which is a rebellion, and this is the disobedience to the command of Allah. But if they consider themselves to be on the right, so then when the action was taken by the government, then they forgot their right, and then they put on themselves the burqa, used to be worn by the ladies, and they tried to do like this. Is this the faith? If you want to see the faith, then you should see it among the Ahmadis, those who have put the kalima on their chest, and they have never tolerated that this should ever be removed. The men, the women, the children, they have offered their own lives for the sake of faith. Because Allah Almighty has given them the contentment of heart in this life, and according to His promise, He is the one who is always going to be changing their period of trial and anxiety into peace. And this sort of treatment will always be shown. And in this matter, Allah Almighty further strengthened their faith that God Almighty, who has fulfilled His promise here, so in the life to come, inshallah, He will also fulfill His promises. So therefore, an Ahmadi should always be taking care of strengthening his faith. He should try to get that objective for which Allah Almighty has created us. And for the achievement of which Allah Almighty has instructed us through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in order to achieve that, we have believed in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah, every Ahmadi understands it and acts according to this teaching.
Alhamdulillah namaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر